The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk.
Now, if you don't have the BCG vaccine as part of your national immunisation programme, the severity of COVID-19 and its impact could be much worse. That's according to new research from scientists in the US. And as coronavirus infections continue to explode in the US, the Trump administration is expected to announce that all Americans should wear cloth masks or face coverings when out in public. To get some more insight on these developments, I'm joined by Luke O'Neill, Professor of Biochemistry at Trinity College. Good morning, Luke. You're very welcome. I trust you're well and safe.
I am indeed, Mark. You sound hale and hearty as well.
Well, I'm not too bad. I've been bunkered like most of us at home, so I've ventured out now today just to give Pat the break for the day. But feeling good and safe and sound. Now, listen, let's talk about these face masks for a start off.
Sure.
The CDC, which is the Center for Disease Control in the States, has now given a kind of an edict or a definitive direction as to what should happen with face masks. Yes.
That's right, Mark. Now, this has been to-ing and fro-ing for the past few weeks, you see, because there was science in favour and science against. There was a bit of a mess, really. You know, you'd see very eminent, you know, journals going, hey, this is really important. Others saying, no, hang on a minute. So the CDC, which, by the way, is the world's leading centre for infectious diseases, looked at this very, very closely. The boffins, if you will, read all the papers, read all the opinion, and they've now leaned towards everybody should wear masks. So it's a big deal because the CDC wouldn't do that lightly. Secondly, now the Trump administration, I just read this morning, are about to announce everybody should wear masks. Now, the people in Japan and China have been wearing masks anyway, Mark, as you probably know. If you go there, they're all wearing masks, you know. So they've been ahead of the curve slightly on this. A very important organization in Germany called the Robert Koch Institute, which is as eminent as the CDC, they've said the same thing. Everybody should now wear masks. So it's interesting, isn't it, how the opinion has shifted on that one.
Well, and this is one of the problems, Luke, with the messaging in this is that, you know, you hear these august bodies giving one set of directions and rulings last week, and now they've changed completely, and people go, do they not know what they're doing, or are they making it up as they go along? Or, no, I know the old Keynesian, look, when I get new information, I change my mind or I change my opinion. But why this shift? Why? I mean, it would have seemed, it would have seemed the most common sense, logical thing from the get-go was everybody wear masks, right? Then there's less chance of you getting it off somebody and less chance of you giving it to somebody.
That's right, Mark. It did seem very logical, but there was evidence against it, because if you're not sick and you're wearing a mask, right, that make you more careless. You'll be meeting people more, you know, and you'll be messing with the mask and pulling on it and touching your face more, and a higher risk of infection. There was some evidence for that, you see. So that's what made them uneasy about making a final decision. But two things have changed, Mark. Now, remember, you've got to take on the new science as it emerges, and that's really important. And with anything like that's brand new, science keeps moving, you see. And two things happen. First of all, the fact that people without symptoms could be infectious, that was a game changer for this, you see. Because people could be walking around and now they're infectious, don't even know it. So we should all be wearing masks. That was one reason. The second is there is worryingly enough evidence that it might go more than 2 meters. Isn't that another awful thing if that's true? So it could jump maybe 10 meters, you know. So therefore, you can't be sure you're away, far enough away from someone.
Okay.
Hence, that's why it's changed. In other words, you've got to take on the new data. If you're not, you're stupid, you know,
right.
You ignore it.
Now, so, that's an awful lot of face masks. So that begs the problem, you know, there's 300 million people in America plus, and multiply that by all the other populations around the world. Who's going to supply all of these? Where are they all going to come from?
You know, very, very important. The advice will be make your own mask. That's what they're going to say, it looks like, in the advice. And the CDC have said this. A cotton mask will do. You don't need a fancy hospital mask. And in fact, if anything, don't go for those, because that means the healthcare workers can't get enough masks. And they really need them, like the really fancy ones. They're called N95s. So what the advice will be is you can make your own mask. And there was a great, again, science moving forward, Mark. There was a study, I think, 2 weeks ago. A regular cotton sheet over your mouth is half as good as one of those fancy masks, which is pretty good. You know, in other words, it's half as effective. So a simple cotton mask will actually have protective effects here in this regard from spreading it or catching it. So the advice will be make a cotton mask and use that.
And something else you can be doing with the kids to help keep them occupied. Now, let's talk about the BCG vaccine, because you and I, particularly anybody of our generation, we would all have gotten it. But explain what was or is the BCG vaccine.
Sure.
And by the way, why do we no longer give it here?
Yes, good. Oh, great question. This happened last night. Again, science moving. I'm working full time here, Mark, by the way, because the science keeps coming at me, you know. But last night, a paper came out suggesting that people who had the BCG vaccine might be protected, right? Now, it's preliminary. It's called a correlation study, so we don't want to get too excited yet. But the fact of the matter is BCG is very interesting for all kinds of reasons. Now, it was the TB vaccine. And in the early 1950s, a woman called Stopford Price, Dorothy Stopford Price, brought it to Ireland. She saved millions of lives, that woman, because TB went away because now there was a vaccine, right? Mm-hmm. And then it was used in many different countries. Some countries stopped using it, Italy being a case in point, right? And that's relevant, of course. Japan uses a lot, for instance. The death rate in Japan is a lot less than Italy, and people wonder why that would be. Now, there could be other reasons for that. That's the problem with this in a way. But this paper says they're correlating BCG use with a less severe course for this disease. Now, if that's true, and we don't know, as I say, we've got to be careful, that would be a very important thing, Mark, because now we can use BCG as a vaccine, which is incredible, because it's been used in millions of people for donkey. You and I would have had it. You know when you got your arm badly scratched?
Yeah, yeah.
Remember that? That was the BCG vaccine, you know. So, and they did the HSE, they began to stop using it in Ireland. Ireland kept using it for quite long, actually, compared to other countries. But can you believe in February, Mark, just gone by, the HSE have said we don't need it anymore. So that's bad timing, potentially, if this turns out to be true. But yeah, BCG is suddenly now a prospect. And very importantly, now what science does next, Mark, is there's a proper analysis of this. There's a trial happening in Australia with healthcare workers who are being given BCG. Let's see if that protects them. If that does, that's a big sort of advance. You know, we'd be very excited if that comes to pass.
Now, I know they've been feverishly looking for vaccine and for cures and all that kind of stuff for the last 2-3 months. And BCG, I'm surprised, why is BCG only coming up now? Because it has proved effective against SARS, which is a related coronavirus, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Now, the thing is, this is right in my area. I've got a very good collaborator in Holland, a guy called Mihai Netea, who's been saying for years BCG will protect against many diseases, you see. And there was evidence it protects against measles. It protects against flu. You know, this is all sort of studies that were going on in the background. And the reason is, Mark, by the way, BCG does protect against TB. That's a different bug entirely, remember, from, say, COVID-19. But it also gives kind of a, if you like, a non-specific boost to your immune system. It's like an immune activator, you know. And that means now you can fight many infections. And Mihai, my mate in Holland, he's worked out the mechanism and everything, you know. So you're quite right. It was bumping around in the background for a few years, and with SARS as well.
Have they narrowed down what element in the BCG vaccine was particularly effective against SARS? And
they have. That's a great question. You must be a biochemist, Mark, I at heart, because that is the key question. My collaborator, Mihai, he broke BCG apart, and the component is called beta-glucan. I know it's a terrible technical term, but that seems to be the active ingredient in BCG. So you could use this beta-glucan stuff as well, by the way. You know, this is very experimental. Let's not get people too excited. It's just beginning in a way, and we need more science behind it. But there's a strong rationale now to look at BCG closely.
Well, it is interesting that in countries where there was the BCG vaccine tend to have it appears, fared better, are less prone to mass infections and obviously mass fatalities. I mean, Ireland, we're a small country, but we've had 83 or 85 deaths. We're about 3,500 confirmed cases. I saw figures yesterday saying that on a pro rata basis, if you compared us to Italy and Spain, our death rate, if we had followed their pattern, should be at 1,000 plus. But we're around, I think, close to the 100 mark now. So we're doing, you know, much, much better than they are. Is there any possibility that this is the reason for it? Because there's so many of us we're inoculated or given the vaccine, the BCG vaccine.
That's the exciting question, Mark. Exactly. And there are anecdotes of older people who had TB as children, right, who did better, you know. So the trouble is, there's, as I say, confounding variables. There could be other reasons for that. But certainly that sort of stuff gets you going, doesn't it?
It makes your
mind really. And one example is in Iran. They began using BCG after 1984 in Iran. And guess what? They're doing very badly because the older people aren't protected. You know what I mean? So that might be another piece of data to add into the mix. Now, clearly,